Dear citizens of the world, hello everyone. I am Padmini Arhant, author and presenter, PadminiArhant.com, spouse in divine mission. I welcome you all to the topic, Social Dilemma, the sequel. Sexual allegations, sexual harassment dominated news media in the United States in the past week, for that matter, in the past month, with prominent journalists, talk show hosts, and Hollywood fame producers, actors, executives of leading production studios and what have you brought to light. This is a major embarrassment for them as well as the specific society they represent, the elitism and the entitlements. This is what leads to them exerting their aggression, power towards anyone they regard weak and vulnerable. Sexual harassment is not just confined to women. Children are also vulnerable in this regard. As a matter of fact, sexual predators, whether it be within society or many from developed nations traveling overseas to exotic locations, whether it be in Southeast Asia, South Asia, or island nations, they seem to have this as the purpose of their visit. Sexual predators preying on children in these nations, island nations, and exotic resorts is not something that is unheard of, though they may not be discussed and condemned as they should be, as it has been with the recent revelation. Again, this should not even be considered a revelation. As I mentioned, that sexual harassment has been a persistent problem in society, especially for women. And again, children are also involved, in the sense children are targeted as well by sexual predators. They should be held accountable wherever they are, whoever they are. They should be brought to justice. They should be the rules that would normally apply to any ordinary citizens involved in such crimes. The same rules should apply to them as well. In that respect, I welcome the decision against the recent incident with the prominent talk show host Charlie Rose. The networks Charlie Rose has been involved with or been working with have taken the necessary action, which is a step in the right direction. That goes to prove that there is hope for changes in society, and it's about time. Up until now, those who are powerful, influential, and those who regard themselves practically untouchable, no matter what they do while they are in office or when they have prominent media presence, you know, they could basically do anything. That's the kind of attitude that had been developed. And so I believe, you know, in a way, there was this assumption that it was being promoted, that they could practically do anything to anyone without being held accountable, and that they would be given a pass. The network's decision in this regard is a refreshing change. The workplace needs to be conducive for women, men, and anyone, regardless of their social economic background, to feel safe and not be harassed by anybody who consider themselves powerful and influential in society. Similarly, the rules need to apply to those who abuse power during their term in office. That is something that happens to be missing in action. Those who abuse power when they hold high-profile positions in office, and ironically, them offering their views, perspectives, and some of them even promoting their books while not accepting any responsibility for their actions that has a negative impact on the government system in place. In the course of their public appearance, these individuals expressing concern over issues is an irony. It is also reflective of the society they represent. My reference is to secret society engaged in secret dealings and secret agenda, while everything about them is secretive. They have no inhibitions in invasion of others' privacy, meddling in others' affairs, and with intrusion and intervention being the hallmark of their existence and their signature act. They appear to have no qualms in that respect. But then when it comes to them, they certainly have reservations. Not just reservations, they are extremely guarded and to a large extent even aggressive in terms of protecting their involvement, their engagement in a very secretive manner, conspicuously lacking in transparency, to say the least. I consider this a social dilemma. In this impromptu presentation, I would like to focus on free speech. Is free speech an entitlement of certain industry, group, organizations, and members in society, or is free speech an individual right of all people in society, in addition to constitutional right guaranteed to citizens of any true republic? Free speech is 2D, that is two-dimensional, mind you. The truthful presentations and evidence-based facts revealing state of affairs on issues concerning citizens worldwide is defined and disseminated as hate speech. At the same time, propaganda and misinformation inundating media outlets and diverse format ranging from entertainment industry to television and other communication media deemed an inalienable right to free speech. The data flowing through various channels under the guise of free speech to suppress and intimidate those whom the secret society and representatives consider a threat to status quo is overwhelming, with media at the height of hypocrisy. Free speech is liberally used to lambast, denigrate, and caricature religion, historic facts, and anyone slated a fair target. The examples are cartoon depiction of Islam's prophet, Muhammad, slander of Hindu gods and goddesses in Indian cinema, and slighting targeted individual considered not worthy of respect. The reaction to any provocative and irresponsible statements as well as depictions immediately classified extremism and fundamentalism, ignoring the cause behind the situation. The other aspect of free speech is movie makers hiding behind free speech and disclaimers portraying characters intended to cast the real entity or individual in duality and at worst in bad light. When confronted with opposition, they assume duplicity, swaying between the theme as fictional while claiming adaptation of events and people alive or deceased. In doing so, they fail to recognize their stance, exposing the credibility or the lack thereof among them. The collaborative efforts involved in filmmaking with the producer, director, and actors aiming for profitability, and lead actors in particular seeking publicity and popularity at others' expense, is the contemporary trend, with foreign media serving as the major platform. I refer to none other than the public-funded British Broadcasting Corporation, the meddlesome BBC, and affiliates pledged allegiance to ill-reputed British monarchy, relentlessly engaged in destroying cultures and cultural integrity reminiscent of colonial era. The wickedness and sly tactics deployed in distortion and subversion using media and entertainment medium is never subject to scrutiny, while expending public resources and tax dollars in cover-up of scandals and incriminating details about the royals, secret society elites, and high-profile personalities ever remaining in the dark. The abhorrent practice is carried out as prerogative, holding viewers and listeners hostage to impropriety and insolence against those whom they regard a threat to their supremacy and illegitimate authority. As a result, free speech has lost meaning and reason in the absence of valid clarifications on views and opinions in the backdrop of maneuver and manipulation of history and current events with those in control of speech setting the criteria. Furthermore, their free speech version ignores consequences of such irresponsible statements and disposition. Anytime attempts and efforts are made to depict religion, historic events, or profiles in a manner that is sensitive and attracts unnecessary disputes or conflict, then the situation obviously is very difficult to manage. Nonetheless, the practice across the spectrum would be regarded as free speech in general, but then selective targeting conforms to isolation and discrimination. I'm going to provide some examples in this regard for better understanding. When the religion is depicted or cast in a manner through cartoons and mediums such as entertainment industry, it is bound to arouse sentiments without a shadow of doubt. Accordingly, those who are responsible for such depiction and presentation are expected to exercise caution and have some sense of responsibility, one might think. But then, whether it is related to the religion of Islam, when Islam's Prophet Muhammad was depicted in a cartoon in Europe, I believe specifically in Denmark, causing a row and arousing sentiments amongst the followers of Islamic faith, with some of them condemning such practice that are regarded inappropriate and to some extent considered insulting to culture and community they represent. The trend is unprecedented given the flurry of such presentations that are routine now. The misrepresentation and misinformation is the norm. The diverse formats that are available in communication outlets are inundated with propaganda. In the process, the actual presentations, truthful facts, and disclosures are dismissed as fake news and rejecting them as not valid. This is a convenient tactic for those who do not want the public to know the reality and any information about the current events. Instead, they want the public to focus on their interpretation of events and ideas about people and life in general. In doing so, the forces behind such practice, their strategy premised on false information, fabrication, exaggeration, and above all, to extrapolate on people they do not approve of is extraordinary. I talked about free speech, accepted as free speech when targeted against anyone challenging status quo. At the same time, the challenger presenting facts and information to enlighten minds to create awareness in public domain, then that same free speech becomes hate speech. And there are also suggestions and direct recommendations to stymie free speech in reversing net neutrality, that is, blocking access to websites on the internet or slowing the websites that are considered a challenge to status quo. This is nothing but a direct assault on free speech. Any attempt to silence voices that are not regarded conciliatory to status quo, especially the forces responsible for controlling events and affairs in the world, needless to say, the idea of free speech is lost, and there is no such thing as free speech when every possible means are exploited to deny access to information that are necessary for public awareness and knowledge. Furthermore, the tactics are also indicative of the lack of tolerance to alternative perspectives. The nuances and insinuations with negative connotations continue unabated in the hope to demoralize any challenges to status quo. The liberal exchange of opinions such as, I quote, artificial intelligence is not our friend, end quote, and further adding that such presence is a threat to them, meaning the secret society that is all pervasive, intrusive, and obsessive about reigning control over more than 7 billion population in the world. I hope you realize how free speech is maneuvered and manipulated to fit into the description of those who claim free speech when it comes to mischaracterization and misogyny. Interestingly, they cry foul to any response to the reckless conduct. On these occasions, the dichotomy on free speech comes to light. I would like to touch base on issues related to the film industry. The business of movie making, centered on profitability at others' expense, is the tradition, contributing to social unrest and commotion, with exchanges such as violent threats and branding community as extremists. In any disagreements, there cannot be violent threats or intention to incite violence, for that would only jeopardize any credibility on either side. Civil society would engage in civil discourse and expend efforts to resolve dispute peacefully rather than back and forth allegations that are witnessed in controversial matter. I would also like to emphasize that all lives matter, not just the celebrities and influential or prominent members in society. I reiterate, violent threats against anyone is to be condemned, but then such condemnation reserved for celebrities alone clarifies the lack of value for others' lives who are not considered as such or do not fall in that category. The different organizations, body and committee representing Indian film industry coming together to express solidarity and their concern over what they perceive as limitations to free speech is one thing, but then there are incidents that are affecting lives, as ordinary citizens' lives, and there has been some high-profile events apparently do not fall in the same parameter. My reference is to the rape victim in Delhi in 2012, the citizen who was not only subject to horrendous sexual assault, the worst thing that could ever happen to any human being is being denied to live in the world. And that is precisely what happened to that rape victim. She was denied survival by the state authority, the political leaderships, and those who are now coming together to voice their disappointment and frustration over some controversial movie, along with some claiming that they are embarrassed to be an Indian now, should have been embarrassed at that time when an ordinary citizen's life was violated initially by sexual predators and subsequently by the state leaderships, including some members in the film industry delving into their poetic talent, nuanced with their real character on display. Why is it that the privileged society only care about the rich, the famous, the influential in society? Why is it that reaction, frustration, disappointment that is expressed now is not coming into play when anything involves an ordinary citizen in society? How about the meddling BBC that is publicly funded but pledged allegiance to ill-reputed British monarchy, going out of the way to make a film titled India's Daughter, depicting the rape victim at fault, and that too coming from a female director? Could there be anything more sinister than what it is? These are the forces constantly engaged in human misery, deriving sadistic pleasure, given their legacy. Needless to say, they are the kind, and anyone representing them in any format, form, or shape are an embarrassment and a disgrace to human race. The same would apply to women complicit in false portrayal or abusive behavior. The women aiming for overnight or Hall of Fame, publicity, and financial prospects compromise ethics, integrity, and honor. Personally, my life is being treated as anybody's scrapbook, scribbling whatever they want, especially the entertainment industry and the Indian film industry in particular, at both local and foreign sources' behest, actively involved in disparaging my identity. The film medium that is being used as the arsenal for propaganda spared no opportunity in maligning my character and profile, much to their own detriment. I would like to raise this question to the filmmakers, both men and women alike. What do you gain from portraying the character nuanced at me as a Muslim? Is it because I talk about incidents, events that are happening in the Muslim world, whether it be Middle East or Central Asia, that are predominantly Muslim nations, where there is incessant warfare and chaos and violence that appears to have no end in sight? Is that something that is not considered acceptable to those whom you represent? Is that why, you know, you depict the character supposedly as me, representing a Muslim character or a Muslim belonging to Islamic faith? This is something that is also a pattern. Besides, apparently the character that is again directed or implied to be my identity, a widow. What pleasure do you get out of me by portraying me as a widow? This is coming from a female director, Indian female director. I mean, these are the kind of activities that I am highlighting let them know that none of this indulgence on their part is going to intimidate me in any manner. I just want to make this very clear. The film industry, representing local and foreign sources, attempting in such harassment is a futile involvement. I have repeatedly stated the preordained cosmic activity will not be retracted or redacted to appease anyone who find the cosmic event exemplifying truth inconvenient. Finally, harassment, sexual and otherwise, is reprehensible. Those who engage in hurting and harming others do not have a valid purpose in life, life is worth living and meaningful in being a part of the solution and not the problem, spreading peace, not discord, besides compassion, love, and respect for humanity. I'm Padmini Arhant, author and presenter, PadminiArhant.com, Spouse in Divine Mission. I will be back with my thoughts and concerns on issues and events from around the world. Thank you all for your attention and interest.